This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. It's amazing the number of people who won't have a go at doing something. They feel afraid or they think people are going to think they're stupid. And I saw an interesting statement that said the only thing limiting us in life is our belief that we are limits. Yes, that we are a limit. Chuck Swindoll, in one of his books, says that attitude is more important than money, circumstances, failures, success, or what other people think or say. It's more important than your appearance or how gifted you are. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. And Chuck Swindoll says the remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we'll embrace for that day. Good quote. And that says to me, don't limit yourself and don't let others convince you that you are limited. They're probably wrong in what they think of you. And because we're human, do you know that we're far more flexible than we think? When we look at our success and the lives of other people, we sometimes have a twinge of envy and we say, that's not fair. I mean, why did they get the break? Or why doesn't that happen to me? Why can't I have it like them? They get all the breaks. And so if we're not careful, we become so consumed with envy of other people, we're sort of stuck. We miss out on the fact that we're capable of doing other things. I want to say this morning, and again tomorrow when I talk about this, that God has something special and unique for you because of who you are. I mean, we're all different. We've got various strengths and talents. Of course, we have limitations as well. None of us are limited in exactly the same way. But I think the real issue is, will we learn from our limitations, or do we use them as an excuse not to reach the potential that God has placed within us? I like the American TV commercial for FedEx, you know, the speedy postal delivery service. And this commercial is based on the Castaway movie. You know, the plane went down with the survivor. The actor looked like Tom Hanks. He had a FedEx parcel. And 5 years later, he delivered this parcel to the lady. She comes to the door. She was very grateful that 5 years on, this parcel had arrived. But the man, the actor, was intrigued, actually, what was in the parcel. He'd actually survived 5 years on this desert island. He'd never opened the parcel, so it was in fairly good order. So standing at the door there, she opens the parcel. Oh, look, she said, there's not much in here except a satellite phone, a GPS, a compass, a water purifier and some seeds. So really what he had the resources for survival and didn't use them. And isn't it a lot like us? You know, God has given us so much and sometimes we just don't use them. Our temptation in facing limitations is to play the comparison game. Nothing destroys our own sense of peace quicker than comparing ourselves to others, and this can be very destructive. So don't compare your worst to somebody else's best. Now, some of us are more successful than others, yes, but we've all got weaknesses, so don't let that comparison steal joy from your life. Accept yourself as you are. Life is really far too short to waste time comparing yourself to others. Galatians 6 verse 4 in the New Testament says, do your own work well and then you'll have something to be proud of, but don't compare yourself with others. So if you ask God, he will direct your heart towards contentment and gratitude. In the New Testament, these limitations were a real fact of life. I mean, the Apostle Paul expressed how he felt. He said in 2 Corinthians, we are handicapped on all sides, but we're never frustrated. We're puzzled, but we're never in despair. We're persecuted, and he had some persecutions. But we never have to stand it alone. We may be knocked down, but we're never knocked out. So they're the words of the great leader, Paul, who never let himself be limited by the circumstances. And so it's like us. When we finally break through our limitations or our handicaps, we do have the ability for a real breakthrough. And if you're a Christian, you're living in a world that's real, and there could be problems. Because, in fact, we tried something, it didn't work, let God help you in that. Dear Lord, help us with our limitations and help us to understand that you've got something special for us today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.